Welcome to A New Testament Journey. We'll have our Bible reading followed by our devotional.
In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in the view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage, with great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. Do your best to come to me quickly. For Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. Crescens has gone to Galatia, and Titus to Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, because he is helpful to me in my ministry. I sent Tychicus to Ephesus. When you come, bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas, and my scrolls, especially the parchments. Alexander the metalworker did me a great deal of harm. The Lord will repay him for what he has done. You too should be on your guard against him, because he strongly opposed our message. At my first defence, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength, so that through me the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was delivered from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and bring me safely to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory for ever and ever. Amen. Greet Priscilla and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and I left Trophimus sick in Miletus. Do your best to get here before winter. Eubulus greets you, and so do Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brothers. The Lord be with your spirit. Grace be with you.
Jesus is the judge. I don't think about him that way very often, but Paul did. These are perhaps the last words Paul ever wrote, and they reverberate and hum with the judgment of Jesus. Jesus will judge the living and the dead. Every effort will be rewarded. All those long slogs in prayer, all those preparations for house groups, all those difficult conversations with friends, all those will be celebrated by the judge. All that work of the evangelist, all that preaching the word to the people we meet, all that discharging of the duties given to us by Jesus, he will reward them all. I feel such gratitude that every small effort will be remembered. It makes me want to weep with relief that nothing has been in vain. Because right now, not all my labours bear much fruit. Some turn from the faith. Some do not long for his appearing. Some oppose the message of the gospel. Some choose to love this world. And Jesus sees them all too. I don't get pleasure from this, but I know they also will be repaid for what they have done. Jesus will judge them and he'll give them their dues. The truth of Jesus' judge is like a two-faced coin which shimmers on one side and is a bit scary on the other. But the coin is our currency, and it does way more than pay the rent. If we learn how to use it, it enriches us every day. As we think and live in the wake of such huge things, we know that the Lord stands at our side. He strengthens us in our weakness, and he rescues us from every evil attack. When we think about such things, it causes us to entrust ourselves to him, not to focus too much on our own actions, but on his action. When we think about such things, it gives us grit and grace to fight the good fight of the faith. And so we would do well, like Paul, to keep the coin of Jesus' judgment in the pocket of our hearts. Not to hit people with it, but to grip it when we feel discouraged, to rub it when we are slighted and feel tempted to give up. May the Lord, the judge, be with your spirit right now, and may his grace and his goodness keep redefining your life. Question for reflection. Jesus has seen and will reward you for even the tiniest effort you have made for him. What encouragement can you take from that?
We pray God's word bears fruit in your life. For all the information about the New Testament Journey, head to www.anewtestamentjourney.net.